let's pretend that the four episodes you're going to get this week make up for only getting two last week. It is, of course, the end of April, and that brings with it the end of April report. I read 9 books. Hey, my typical speed. Dawn of the Iron Dragon by Rob Cruzy. I plugged that series. That's the one where people from the future end up coming back in time and crashing in Viking times, and they got to build a spaceship in the Viking era that can get them into orbit. The Coddling of the American Mind by two authors, Lakianoff and Haidt. That made my best of year list. I'll record that, or I'll review that in a future episode. That History of Spain by Joyce Salisbury. I covered that in the Extravaganza Española. Atomic Habits by James Clear, another nonfiction that'll make my best of year list, and I'll review that at a later time. I got it from the library, and I kind of had to peruse it to finish it in time, but I will be buying a copy from my own library so that I can take notes on it, study it, and learn it, you know, because I just, I want to. It's about building good habits, good routines, and so on and so forth, breaking bad ones too. Revolver by Marcus Sedgwick. That was almost a clinic in how to write good tension. Set up in the Arctic Circle almost, really people hopping from Scandinavia across the top of Siberia and into Alaska, gold miners and stuff. And I don't want to give away the whole premise of it, but it was really good tension and good show of technical knowledge. Almost not really a horror, more of a thriller. I'll plug that one in a future episode. Lemon Tart and Call the Midwife by Josie Kilback and Jennifer Worth. I reviewed those last week. Truman, also reviewed that one. And then Full Tilt by Neil Shusterman. That one reminded me a lot of Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes. It's about an evil carnival, but it's much deeper than that, and that's another book that earns itself an episode. So I did some really good reading this month. I found a lot of really good books, and I'm already excited for what's to come in May, but we'll talk about that when we get there. Just know that there are plenty of future episodes just in the month of April alone, and I think you guys are really going to like a lot of the books that I got to read. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow with episode 36. Until then, drive safe. See you out there.